Hi, this is Variety Shunavir for Akashi Media Podcast Live, giving you a commentary on praying hands. I decided to do a commentary on praying hands, all because my cousin Desi, yesterday, sent me a text message with one of the emojis of praying hands. And I decided to do a commentary on praying hands. And when I looked at the praying hands, I see a lot of people on social media, and they're saying, pray for me, pray for this person, pray for that person. And I remember the teachings of prayer when I was growing up. There were praying teachings where you bow down on your knees and you hold your hands together like a ball, and your fingers are all together, and you're kneeling down on the side of the bed and you're praying. And then there were teachings where I grew up where there were, like Uncle James Brown, you all know him, the Godfather of Soul, and my father, their prayers were more open. They had open hands and extended arms, and they used to extend their arms and hands up to the sky and move it back and forth or have it steady. And the hands are open and the fingers are together, all together, pointing up. And that's the extension of receiving the message. Asking for, in the position of asking and receiving, the left arm or the right arm would be straight up to the sky. All the fingers would be together. And then the other arm would be held back with the hand open, but fingers together. And that was the sign of sending and receiving and vice versa. And then in Taoism, in Buddhism, you have where your hands are open like the lotus flower. And the way that it was taught, or the way that I even looked at the way of prayer for that, was we're like a flower that's not ready to give life and become life. It's in a bulb, and that bulb is closed like a ball, and once it's ready to be open and life is ready to be given to it, and the light is ready to shine upon it, it opens up. So, that is how I was able to determine the proper way of prayer. Because at the ending of prayer, we would have our hands closed together. And that's the ending of prayer. So I looked at it like, if you have your hands closed at the beginning of prayer versus your hands open, it's like you're closing the communication of channeling, which is what we call channeling, to be heard from the most high, universal God, the Father, Abraham, or whatever name that he's given up there, the Creator, the Divine. Because if you do closure at the beginning of channeling in prayer, you're not allowing what your desires are of your heart or what you need to be asked to be heard if you have it closed at the beginning of the channeling or the prayer. So when I look at the hand I see that the closure is first. instead of open. And then had another emoji where the hand was open. And it was receiving with the hands open and pointed up. You know, different ways of doing that. And I said, now that's it, because that's like the flower. And then you have people that might have said to themselves in the past when they might have prayed about something, they keep saying, why is it that my prayer's not being heard? Why is it that things are not working? Why is it that God hasn't answered my prayers yet? And people keep saying, I've been praying, but why am I getting no results? Maybe it's because it was the way that it was channeled. So if you had the beginning of your hands were closed in the position of closure of prayer, you closed off the communication with God. But if you have your hands open, because it's open communication. That's how I look at it, the hands. And if you go online, you can see, I read the books by Dr. Shah, S-H-A, Dr. Shah. Divine Transformation is the books that I like to read of his. He'll show you how to hold your hands. And you can also hold your hands and your fingers in front of you with these points straight up and your thumb and the palm. And then your hand on your chest. That's also another way of communicating to the Most High. And that's how I look at that. And I sent my cousin a text message about that too. People and teachings in different places, like maybe life coaching or maybe in church. They might tell people to say, you know what, throw away the old, throw away your old things. When you get a divorce and you get rid of your marriage and you get rid of your relationship, get rid of your old photographs, get rid of your old pictures. Our teachers don't really believe in that. We don't believe in getting rid of things, because in Taoism and Buddhism, we believe in life. And we believe in a life timeline. When a person tell you to get rid of the old, it's like getting rid of you. It's like you getting rid of yourself. It's like you getting rid of your growth. It's like you getting rid of your life. It's like you getting rid of your existence. Why do you need to do that? You're here. We're talking about the right now. You don't need to worry about, because it's all about this life that you're in, not the afterlife. People want people to worry about the afterlife and to preach about the afterlife and worry about being in the afterlife. But it's the life right now, the here and now, that matters, not the afterlife. Because your life right now, here is your timeline. It is another lifetime. You're not the same as you were an hour ago. You're not the same as you were as an infant. Those are different timelines of growth of your life. It's a different timeline with you being in the womb of the mother. That's a different timeline of your life. Your timeline of being conception from the sperm and the egg is a different timeline of your development into an embryo, and then an embryo into an infant. That's a different timeline of your life, but it's still a life of your existence. If your mother goes to the hospital or the doctor's office to go get an ultrasound to look at you inside the womb with the light of the camera to see you, that's your life of existence in that timeline. And if that mother doesn't make a decision to have an abortion of your existence, then you exist. And if you have a photograph that's get a snapshot of your timeline in the womb, of what you're doing inside the womb, of your face and what you look like, that's your timeline of your existence. Mothers will save their ultrasounds of their babies to remember what they felt like carrying you during those timelines of those 10 months of your life revolving into an infant from an embryo, and the feeling that they had of each month of what they felt from the kicks and everything of an unborn child. So, I wanted to say to everyone today, don't erase your timeline. Don't erase your life. Don't erase yourself, because this is the reason why people feel unworthiness of themselves. They don't love themselves. People are being taught in certain religions not to celebrate their birthday. Your life needs to be celebrated like a holiday, like a celebration. You need to celebrate your life, your birth, your timeline, because it's a gift to you from the Most High universe, so God. You need to celebrate your life like a holiday, like Christmas, like a celebration. Even if you were taught not to, you need to. It's not about what man thinks. It's about who gave you that. Who gave you your spirit? Who gave you your soul? Your parents and the Most High Universal God, the Father Abraham, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, gave you your soul and your spirit. And that's not something someone can take away from you. I know there are people out here talking about, I sell my soul to the devil and all that. He don't got that kind of power. And he never has had that kind of power. Someone can take from you what was given. Even if you die and you can kill the body, but you can never kill the spirit. There's only one who can kill both. And that's the universal God in heaven, Abraham. The father of all fathers, the creator of all the universes, everything of life. The living God is what he is. Mother Nature, they both go hand in hand. So, if you're someone out there who has been taught, and even if you're married in a relationship, if you had a relationship with someone and you have a new relationship or new marriage, they might say, oh, get rid of your old pictures of your ex. No, don't get rid of your pictures of your ex, because that's what made you into the next relationship. That's part of you. That's part of your history. If it's something you need to get rid of because it was bad and it really hurt you and you really can't deal with it, then okay, then get rid of it. But you don't have to get rid of it because someone told you to get rid of it because someone's jealous. Don't get rid of it. Because life is about laughter. It's about pain. Disappointment. That's what life is. And it's also about growth. Because no matter what we go through in different relationships, we're growing. The world is still spinning, but we're growing. And you're not going to be the same as you were in the last relationship, or maybe the current relationship. Because when you go and get photographs and you look at pictures of people, you can see your timelines, your history, and where you were, what you were doing, what you were thinking, how you were feeling, so on and so forth. Sometimes you'll pull out photographs that make you laugh. They'll make you cry. They make you sad. So on and so forth. You can look at the good times and say, oh man, me and him, we used to have a good time. We used to do this and that. This is when we were in the military. This is when we went on this trip. This is this and that, this and that. Oh, this is when I found out I was pregnant. Or this and that, this and that. Oh, this is the picture I took when I left home. Or when I was ready to leave home. Because in our lives of Taoism and Buddhism and Indian culture that I grew up with, because my grandmother was Indian and we had Jirate Indians. One thing my grandmother used to say is take something with you when you leave home so you can remember your family before you leave. Those were the old days. I don't know if people still teach people that, but when I was growing up, my grandmother used to always say, here, take something with you. And it could be a photograph. It could be a rock to hold on to. And then you open it up one day and you somewhere by yourself and you have that memory of your family and who gave it to you and what it means to you. Anyone who wants you to erase your family, your history, your past is not your friend, and it's not the one for you to be with. I don't care who they are. You don't need that type of advice. You don't need to forget who you are. You need to remember. You need to remember the good times, the bad times. That's what makes you. Because everyone has a story to tell. As long as you have life, you have a story to tell. Whether it's in a book, a movie, a script, however you want to make it. A cartoon, a song. Songs are stories. We have good stories, bad stories, sad stories, good relationships, bad relationships, disappointments. A lot of people have trusting people, things been stolen, let me down, slept with my best friend, slept with my brother, slept with my cousin, didn't know we were related, or whatever it may be, didn't know we knew each other, type of relationships. Things happen all the time. Because when you throw away the past, if you had known that if you had kept these photographs, you might have been able to see something. Oh, that's your uncle such and such. Wait a minute, y'all cousins. Y'all can't get together. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you meet people in your young age, you say, you look familiar. I know you from somewhere. And you've crossed paths with these people. They could have been in the photograph. They could have been at your family reunion or something. And I told my cousin, you've made a lot of accomplishments in your life. If you stored any kind of awards in your life you may have had, go get them. Go get every award you ever had from childhood. From medals to ribbons, from school, from kindergarten, awards, whatever it may be. Go get them and put them on your wall. And I told him, we were taught, don't disturb this groove. Is how we were taught. Those are your writings on the wall. Because Jesus is not the only person that came into this world that people can talk about. There are other authors and other healers and other great men and great women and children that have been brought forth since that timeline. And it's okay to talk about you, to celebrate you, to write about you, to sing about you, to give you an award, to acclaim you, to acknowledge you. Don't let people put you underneath their feet and act like you've never been alive, like you never lived, like you good as dead to them, like they washed their hands to you. Because there are a lot of people who make comments when I was little. I washed my hands to them. Well, wash your dirty ass hands, then you might need to wash more than that. But don't let people destroy your existence. Keep existing. It's important because you're here. You're here. And don't be ashamed about being here. Don't be ashamed about your circumstances where you are, because you're not going to be the same. And all from now, you can change. All from now, people can die. All from now, people can hit the lottery. All from now, people can win something. A moment from now, a minute from now, however. We're not the same in time. Time goes on. Father, time, it's all on him. And the one thing about Taoism and Buddhism, it allows you to have a third eye. And if you're a human being, a cat, a dog, or whatever, anything that has a soul, we all have a third eye. A third eye is for you to be able to see your present, your past, and the future. That was the power. Then other religions came along that wanted to close that so you couldn't see what was going on. They wanted you to become blind to that. And with your third eye, you can see the past. You can see people on another side of the world, on the other universes, just as clear as you see right now. Even if you're blind, you still have a third eye. So, chanting mantras, like from the book of Divine Transformation, Taoism is very powerful. They're words of power that are prosperous. And the way the words are put together determines the outcome of many things in our lives. The way you give a business name, so on and so forth. That's why it's very important to read contracts. I met a young man who's a scriptwriter, and I was telling him how I was the original creator of Set It Off and Booty Call. And we were talking about him writing his script, and he was talking about, you know, his movie and everything. He would say, oh, thank you for the energy, and, you know, you made me feel so good. God has already told me what my calling is also in this lifetime besides music and so on and so forth. He told me, you're going to change the world by helping people stand back up on their feet. You're going to help people get back on their feet. And I've met people that are going through homelessness. And they have told me, you have given me hope again. If I can do that, I'm good. That means what God has told me is real. And I don't doubt nothing he tells me anyway. So I believe that. And that made me feel good. I don't do much. I'm not into trying to brainwash people. That's not my thing. I ain't got time for all that. What I want to do is have correction, rehabilitation to people. Because that's what Taoism does. Taoism teaches you to heal yourself. It doesn't teach you to rely on another person to lay hands on you. It teaches you to put your light on. Because your soul is your light. And your light should be on shining through you. Through your hands, your eyes, your mouth, whatever. Just like Michael Jackson used to walk on the squares of Billie Jean with the light underneath his feet, that's exactly how your light's supposed to be. When you step, you light up. And I know a lot of people have heard the term of when a person walks in the room, they light up the room. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. The light can't shine without darkness. It goes hand in hand. Taoism also teaches you not to be afraid of the dark and not to be afraid of your darkness. And even in the dark, you can see everything that's moving with your eyes. Or you can feel it. Or you can sense it. When you turn the light on, you turn on your sensory and everything. So, I want people to know that it's all right to turn the lights on inside of you and to keep it on. Sometimes the light go dim because it need rest, need to shut down a little bit, but it's all right. And if you turned it all the way off and made it dark, that's okay too. But you can always turn it back on because we all need rest. And even the light needs to go off every now and then so it don't burn out. And I'm talking about light bulbs. Light bulbs do burn out. And they do blow out. But what do? Get another light and turn it back on. That's right. Learning is a process. People talk about their goals in life and how they want to do things. I learned to do things in blocks. Do things in blocks. You don't always have to put a time on things when you want something to be perfect with perfection. And I was watching a video with Smokey Robinson. He said it took me 5 years to write that song, Cruising. It was a lot of emotion in that song. And it took him 5 years to complete it. Sometimes your best work, it takes time to develop it. Same thing with Michael Jackson, Thriller. He didn't do that overnight. It took him some time to develop that album to become the perfect album that he wanted it to be. People start off in music. And I had an entertainment music class. And I thought about some of the questions and things like that. Like, you know, they ask you about the timeline, your goals, how long it takes for you to do this, do that. What's the reason why you do music, such and such, so on and so forth. Success is what you make it to be. It's not what others make it to be. It's what you want it to be. And I always tell people who are pursuing entertainment in the music industry or film, take all the classes there is to take. You doesn't matter how famous you get. Don't matter if you're a celebrity. Don't matter what level you're on. Don't matter if you're an icon or whatever it is, president, whatever. Don't ever stop learning. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding is the virtuous life and the fruit of life of living. Don't ever stop learning. Don't ever stop going to Amazon, finding the books you need, going to the library. Don't ever stop learning, ever, ever. Because it's not for you to. Laws change all the time. Things change all the time. There's always something changing and updating all the time. Just like your cell phone and your softwares. You need to update too. Everything has modification. And I tell people, if you're going to pursue filmmaking, take all the cinema classes. Even if you're taking cinema classes, there might be a new kind of camera. It might be a new type of media to do. There might be new things to learn. Like they got media law, libel law, street law. There's a lot of new things to learn. Learn it. You can have some old books and they might be outdated, but you got to come up to update. You must always use what's up, new, and current. You can't use something from 1976 and something 2023 in forms and formats. We shouldn't even be using laws in the 1800s here in America. Ulysses Grant said that he created the justice system to protect the African slaves. That was written in the 1800s. It should be done. They shouldn't still be killing people. Police officers should not be killing folks just to be killing them, just because they have a badge, a special guard card. They're supposed to have the protection for whatever reason he wanted them to be protected. That should be updated. And they should have the protection. And there should be other protection going on that's supposed to be in place. But anyway, we are our own selves. And there are a lot of people now, they really want to feed off this mental illness trip, this mental illness label going on here. Don't get me wrong. There are people who do have some things going on in their lives. And when you walk up to a person or you act like you want to have a business, so on and so forth, because there's a lot of people taking advantage of mental illness. But everyone is not mentally ill. And when I see family members who are saying, I'm bipolar, I have this. How in the hell did you get to be bipolar? Because when we were young, when I was around you, you was not bipolar. There's nothing wrong with you. When did this start happening? Is what I want to know. Because you need to be honest about certain timelines in your life, being involved with certain people and what they did to you for you to have this problem. Because if you wasn't born with it, that's a big difference. Versus someone who wants you to be unhappy or make you stir crazy. That's a big difference. And someone who wants to control you for their own purpose and gain and take for you. Like, take your money. Like, when a person doesn't have their mind right, they give people the advantage to say they can't hold on to their money. They can't take care of their money. They can't take care of themselves. I need to be, you know, the guardian or someone over them so I can do this. That's why they're there. To hurt you. So, mental illness is a label that people try to take advantage of. There are people who can actually say, and I'm one of them, I got this. If a person tell you I'm okay, I got this, I can handle this, and they really feel that they can, let them. Especially if they're adults. They feel like I'm just going through something right now and I just need time to regroup, think about things, kick my shoes off, take my wig off, whatever it's going to be. Just kick back, cry, mope by myself. It's all right if people want to mope by themselves. It's okay if they want to get on a motorcycle and take a long ride down the road. It's okay if they want to get in their car or their truck and just drive and drive and drive. It's okay if they need that time to themselves. It's okay if they need that space to themselves. It's okay for you to go solo. It's okay for you to take a hike. It's okay for you to put on a backpack and take a walk, a long walk, or take the long way home. It's okay. That does not mean that you're mentally ill. And if you do have a mental depression or something at that moment, you don't need people in your space. You need to be there with yourself and God to help you get through your next timeline of your life to go through what you need to go through. It's okay if you take your time and do it right. It's okay if you're not in a rush to get back to where you were. Because you might not return because you just don't want to. I decided I'm going to stay here. The sun is beaming. I'm on this beach. I ended up here. And wow, as soon as I sat down, something good happened. That's a sign this is where I need to be because something good happened. Nope, I'm not going back. People do it all the time. Because that is your footprints in the sand. Because it is taught, you might be thinking one thing, but your footprints, God gonna lead you to where you gotta go. You think you're gonna go somewhere else, but it's your footprints that's leading you to where you need to be. Because I be thinking about stuff all the time, we all do. It happens. We be having a million things going on at one time, thinking and thoughts and everything, but we don't even be paying attention. You walk past people you know and they say hi to you, you ain't even hear them. Because your mind is somewhere else. But it's okay. It's all a part of being human. It's okay to go cry by yourself. It's okay not to have counseling. It's okay not to have a therapist. It's okay to go to God for everything. It's okay to go to God first. It's okay to heal yourself if you want to. It's okay not to go to the doctor if you don't want to. It's okay to not be a 70-year-old still going to your pediatrician. It's okay to be a 50-year-old and not going to your general doctor anymore, family doctor anymore. It's okay to make a change. It's okay to make changes. It's okay to learn something brand new. It's okay to say, wow, I want to learn about herbs. I want to learn about foods that heal. I want to learn how to take or start eating preventive cancer foods. It's okay to make that change if you want to. It's okay to stop drinking spring water, mountain water, and start drinking alkaline water, 9.5 water, because that's the water that will help cleanse your body, because it will help you get rid of cancer. It's okay to change your water too. It's okay. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. If you don't want to do castor oil, you want to start doing olive oil. That's fine. If you want to do black oil, that's fine too. Jamaican oil, black oil, it's fine. If you want to go from shea butter to cocoa butter, it's fine. It's okay. If it makes your skin better, softer, and you're getting the results you need, what you want are your results. If you're getting the results you need, it's fine. It's about you doing it your way. It's fine to do it your way. There's nothing wrong with that. It's fine to have self-discovery. New discovery, that's what timelines of life is all about. It's okay. It's fine to do it your way, like Milky Way. It's okay. Stop and go if you want to. It's okay. It's fine if you don't want to have consistency and you need a break. It's fine. It's fine if you don't want to go back to school and sit in the classroom in them tiny ass seats and make your back hurt and your ass hurt and it's cramped. It's fine if you want to do homeschooling. Online schooling. It's fine. You can do that globally. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It's fine from not wanting to sing and you decide to just be a songwriter or a producer or life behind the camera. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with switching gears, changing up positions. It's fine. But never stop learning. I tell people, if you want to go into film, television, nothing wrong, take a photography class. I love photography. I love art. I love artists. I tell people, take all the photography classes there is. Take all the cinematography classes there is. Take all the sound classes there is, from video, television, film. Take them all. Take your time. It's all broken down in semesters anyway. You don't have to worry about getting a degree if you don't want to. Just say, I'm here to learn a new career. I want to learn all this and this type of aspect of this. Take all the free classes there are. Take all the paid classes there are. It's fine. It's fine to learn how to build homes from steel, framing, wood, Japanese style, interior designing. I want to do all that. Set designing, it's fine. Even if you're 50 years old, 90 years old, it's fine. It's fine to find something new to do, a new hobby, new craft, it's fine. If you're busy doing something, you meet a new friend, how you doing? You know, you sit down, excuse me, right now I'm in the middle of something, I'm doing something, I need this time right now to focus. It's okay to tell people, I'm trying to focus on something right now, baby. Let me get back with you later, let me call you later. I'll see you later, okay? I need to concentrate on this right now. It's okay to say that. It's fine. You know, so communication is everything still. It's still good to communicate and let people know, look, you know, I'm going to do this and that because I'm going through something with my marriage. My husband needs to start communicating better. He needs to. We're dealing with court documents and children. It's not about who he's involved with in his life. And he don't need to communicate because I just don't want you to because I'm here. No, I married this man, not you. This is my marriage, not your marriage. And I'm not married to you. So he need to handle his business with this wife because I'm his first wife and only wife as far as I'm concerned. But it's okay. So, it's okay if we learn how to take herbs. It's okay if people learn how to heal with fire, like the Asians and the Indians have done. I like watching those old stories and how they used to heal people back in the day with the Long Ranger and all that stuff, and the Indian, how he used to heal people and all that, and how many days it would take for them to heal and stuff like that. I remember the old days when we used to have the doctor making house calls with the briefcase. You know, you see all kind of different things with people. Then you see the people who came to you that actually made people blind, like the Ray Charles movie, and the doctor was giving the mother some bad medicine for his eyes and made him blind over time. And that's just not knowing, you know, putting our trust in man. Had we known what an eyewash could have been doing, maybe better or something, who knows, the child just needed glasses. But by then they just didn't have no eyeglass optical people to help at that time, you know? But would have Ray Charles been as great as he became had he not lost his sight? You know, same thing with Stevie Wonder. You know, would he have been just as dedicated, you know? Sometimes those things is a curse and a blessing at the same time. But it happens. But I think it's okay. And I read that it's okay to go back and look at old report cards. It's okay if you have C's and D's and F's at one time in your life or whatever. It's all good. I had an instructor tell me, as long as you know the work when you step out here in the world and you know what to do, that's all that matters. Yep, that's contrary to what grade you were given. Sometimes people give you grades because they just want to give you a bad grade because they feel that's their control to give you a bad grade. But as long as you know the work, that's all that matters. There's other ways learning what you need to learn. You can go to another source and get more information. It's all good. Don't let nobody stop you. Because you're still on God's timeline too, remember? You know? And helping people get on their feet may not always be through money. Maybe good words of just listening to what I'm saying right now might help them get back on their feet. I love music. I love playing music. I love all kinds of music. I want to learn to play instruments more. Guitars, piano, drums. There's a lot of things that I still want to do, and I'm only 55. And I'm going to learn how to do them. Some will be self-taught. Some will be private lessons. Some will be in the classroom. Learning never stops. It's okay to learn what you need to take care of yourself. Don't worry about it. There are people who are living good in motorhomes, decked out luxury motorhomes, and they're happy. Don't worry about the homeless. People are doing their thing on their own timeline. Don't trip. A lot of people feel like, I got this, thank you. You know? People like to travel, go from one place to another. And that's their timeline to do it. Even if they get laid off on a job, lose their house, they got the freedom to move around now. I ain't tied down to nothing. Just move on. Move around, you know? People can do that. And I'm going to do that too. And with my spouse. And I'm going to enjoy my life with my children too. My children's children. Not many people out there who got jobs, don't ever go nowhere and take a vacation and do nothing, do the same routine over and over and over again, and be tired, wore out. Lots of people. I've had people in my life who want nothing but misery for me and my kids. Don't want to do nothing but hit them, whip them, beat them, talk about them, want them to turn their back against their mother, so on and so forth. Don't want them to love their mama, want them to look up to them, want them to take away their mama's identity and call themselves the mama and this and that, do them bad, change records around, make it look like the mother, original mama wasn't important, never existed. They'll never stop existing, people. Get out there and exist. Get out there and show people, yeah, I love my children. I'm on my podcast. I love my grandchildren. Kenneth, Kamaya, Cairo Tian, Chance, my daughter Kristen, my son Damar, James, and Antonio. I love my children. Smile. Shine and shame. I love my kids. But we got blockages in our lives with people that want to just block you from having what you need and stopping you to be happy. Because it's all about them, 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 them. I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. I want you to prove to my friends and family members that you love me by giving me this, by leaving them on the bottom. Don't give them nothing. Don't do nothing for them. It's about me. I'm getting over, over. The get overs, the get overs, the get overs. You know. Get over is what they look, they booty, or whatever it is. But don't stop. Don't stop. Got a lot of people in prison that go to college in prison. Don't stop learning. Keep learning. They got a lot of libraries in prison. Libraries also here too. Don't stop learning. Knowledge is everything. I believe in miracles. It's all the same. Miracles, blessings, it's all the same to me. One man came over to me in the park. No, it wasn't the park. I was at UCLA, actually. And this man came over to me and said, guess what? They said, that man is over there telling his son that there is no God. And that something about the devil or whatever. I said, well, you know what? You just said it already. You said the biggest lie already. And his father, whoever that man is, has a problem. Whatever his issue is, he's trying to pass on to the child. And I think he was trying to teach him racism as well, too. Well, that child gonna make his own decision. But guess what? Well, he knows there's a God. Even if he said there is no God, he knows there's a God. You know why he knows there's a God? Because he believes in fuck. If he didn't have a belief in God, he wouldn't stick his dick in a vagina. That's a big lie right there. If your ass didn't believe in God, you wouldn't be fucking to make life. You know damn well that there's a God. Anyone who tell you there's no God is a liar. And if you having sex, making babies, and having orgasms, you know God. Because of the feeling that you get. Because love is a feeling and life is too. So get on. You know there's a God. Stop tripping. There's a lot of people out there always telling people there is no God. Oh, you know there's a God. Stop tripping. You go to bed with somebody and you haven't sex, you know there's a God. You make a baby, you know there's a God. You see an ultrasound and you go there and you see that baby growing, you know that there is a God. You see a baby coming up out of the vagina of a woman and you were made, you know there's a God. Stop lying. There is a God and you know that. You don't let nobody try to change your mind about God. Now, people who don't believe in God don't fuck. They don't want life to be recreated. They don't want life to be given and brought forth. Those are the ones who don't believe in God. Those who don't believe in giving life. Those who don't believe in life itself. They don't even believe in their damn self, but they hear. But at some point, they know they didn't get here by themselves. They know they can't have this by same-sex relationships. So at some point, they know that there is a God somewhere. Even if that God is the mother. And even if that God is the father. You know that that's God. Because you know you could not get here alone without them. So at some point in your brain, your heart, you know there is a God somewhere. Because somewhere, something had to take place to create life itself in its form. It don't matter if a fish, a dog, a cat, a human. As long as life can be created, in this conception, there's God. Light of the living cells of the sperm and egg coming together in the uterus, in the ovaries, implanting itself, fertilizing the sperm and the eggs and all that together in the ovaries and implanting itself in the uterus and its growth, there's God. Period. End of discussion. And it don't matter what form that it is in, as long as it's of the living, of any animal, cat, dog, fish, however it's made, planting the seeds, in the seeds, even as a fish, planting its eggs down in the water, in the sand, somewhere, creating life, you know that there's a God. You know there's a God when you go fishing. You know there's a God when you go scuba diving, when you go look for the pearls in the sea. You know there's a God. So don't trip on people telling you there is not. Stop allowing people to brainwash folks. Children believe that there is a God because there is a God, children. And it doesn't matter what name you call him. It can be Yahweh, it can be Jesus, it's the living God, it can be Abraham. There is a God. He is universal. There is Mother Nature. She's universal. Father and mother always go together. There's no other way to create life other than a mother and father, not outside of that. It's always a mother and father to create life. Does not matter if it's same-sex marriage relationships, whatever they get going on, domestic partnerships, you must have what creates a family, a mother and a father. Don't matter if you want to have sex, change, transgender, change your name, or change your birth certificate, or whatever you're going to do, you're still a God. Regardless. The living God is universal, and don't ever forget that. It doesn't matter. God needed to use the human beings to create what we have here on this earth. Otherwise, the earth would still be
a flat man, of dirt. There is a God, period.
So keep believing, and most of all, believe in yourself. And it's always all right to believe in yourself. It's all right to dream and have a dream and have a vision. Keep love, unity, and vision. And that's the name of my foundation. Keep love, unity, and vision. It's okay to keep dreaming, have a vision. There's always something better out there. And it's always all right to be a wannabe too. Because at least you want to be part of something, want to be starting something. You want to be somebody. It's all right with me. And it should be all right with you. And for you musicians out there and artists out there, you know, everyone might not win a Grammy. Some will, some won't. But success is what you make it. It determines what you want, how far you want to go. But hell, you ain't got to have a Grammy to have your walk a star either. Get your first $20,000, nominate yourself, and pay for your own walk a star on Hollywood Boulevard if you want to. You can do that. You can do things in your community and have your own street named after you. That can happen too. Who's to say that you didn't make it and that you didn't have what it takes to be that? Long as you have your own street named after you, and you have your own little walk of star, don't worry about it. You say, hey, I'm here, I'm there, I got that though. Don't tread. Keep believing in yourself, people. You gotta believe in something. You gotta believe in yourself. You gotta believe in somebody. And it's all right. If you get disappointed in life, it happens. Sometimes when we get disappointments in life, we thought we were going to get somewhere and we didn't get it. Sometimes it wasn't the time for you to be there because God could see that timeline and you didn't. You didn't have your third light on. You didn't have your third eye on. Your light wasn't on. And sometimes God stopped you in your tracks so you will be late and not ahead of the game. And not ahead. It wasn't time for you to get over. It wasn't time for you to be like, or it was never meant for you to be like Humpty Dumpty, who sat on a wall and had a great fall, but never could put Humpty Dumpty back together again. But you can get back up, even if you have a great fall. Now let me tell you something. It's all right if you stay on the bottom. And it's always all right to stay on solid ground too. You don't always have to be on top to be successful. It's all right to be able to be looked up to and to be looked up at. It's all right to see something up there. Because just because you're on top doesn't mean you have control. Anybody ever had a kite? Anyone ever had a remote control car? Or a kite? Or a helicopter? Who controls it? Those on the bottom. Those on solid ground. Because you take that kite and that remote control and you turn the switches on. And you move it around in the direction that it needs to go while it's up there in the air. And you control how long it stays up there until the battery runs out. Then you decide to bring it back down again. I used to be told, no bird can stay up in the sky and never come down for air. I used to be told that all the time. So, it's always both, always all right to have both. Be on top and also be on the bottom. But I don't know anything about us being stuck in the middle. Hello. It's all right. Continue your timeline, folks. Keep believing in yourself. Get out all your pictures, your photographs, when you were slim, gained weight, lost weight. Hopefully you don't have anything that had a fire, but make copies if you have copies. You might find some of your pictures on Pinterest. It's all good if you want to have your own little private memorial of yourself, of your family. Get out your awards and things like that if it means something to you. Reminisce on your plays, on your fights, your wins, your losses. It's all good. It's all a part of your timeline and your history and your life. And most of all, your existence. Keep existing. This is Variety Shonavir for Akashi Media Podcast Live. Giving you a commentary on those praying hands. Keep your hands open when you have communication or channeling to the Most High Universal God, Abraham, and Mother Nature. Till next time, keep love, unity, and vision. Thank you for listening.